PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, stock markets worldwide are careening even lower after China matched President Donald Trump's big raise in tariffs in an escalating trade war. China is hitting back at the U.S. with 34% tariffs on all goods imported from America starting April 10th. The country's finance ministry announced the move this morning after President Trump raised the tariffs on China Wednesday to 54%. Beijing warned that the tariffs imposed by the U.S. will endanger global economic development. The number of lawsuits alleging horrific abuse at two state-run child treatment centers in New Jersey has risen to 150.
Involving 16 people were filed Thursday in Superior Court in Monmouth and Somerset counties. The victims' names have been withheld. They are seeking damages stemming from alleged abuse at the former Arthur Brisbane Treatment Center and the training school at Skillman. Both centers have been shuttered for decades. New Jersey's overhauled statute of limitations allows child victims of sexual abuse to sue until they turn 55 or within 7 years of their first realization that the abuse caused them harm. Danny DiCorsenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey News brought to you by Value City Furniture. Get spring savings at Value City NJ. Save up to 50% off living rooms, bedrooms, and dining rooms. Get the lowest prices of the year on outdoor furniture. Visit ValueCityNJ.com. Some exclusions may apply. See store for complete details. Middletown Mayor Tony Perry believes the township and school board have a plan to avoid closing schools or laying off any teachers. $2.6 million in revenue will be added by the sale of a 10-acre parcel of undeveloped land and a restructuring of the agreement with township police. Perry says many residents raised concerns.
Your voices were heard and your involvement is very much appreciated. This is how Middletown works. When our schools are at risk, we have to come together. This township committee came together, and we will lead with solutions, not politics.
The proposal includes a total tax hike of 5.8%. New Jersey is suing the Trump administration over termination of grant funding. Attorney General Matthew Platkin is joining a coalition of 15 attorneys general in the lawsuit, accusing Trump of illegally attempting to end and disrupt grant funding issued by the National Institutes of Health. The lawsuit challenges the Trump administration's termination of hundreds of already issued grants nationwide. The Trump administration claims that each canceled project no longer effectuates agency priorities. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we drying out soon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Monday is the day our weather will dry out, clear out, and simmer down. Until then, unsettled is the name of the game. Having said that, we had wet weather this morning, but this afternoon is trending dry. You might even catch a little peek of filtered sunshine at some point. Temperatures settling in the lower to mid-60s. Tonight will be cloudy and cool, with a chance of spotty showers, lows in the upper 40s, and tomorrow stays cloudy and cool. Highs only make it to around 50, an isolated shower or pocketed drizzle is possible at any time tomorrow. Sunday starts dry, but then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s. Little cooler to the north, we might see some 70s in southwestern New Jersey. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Elizabeth, 66. Lakewood, 67. Sea Isle City is 70. Weather brought to you by At Home Recreation. They are selling off 2024 floor models on brand new family hot tubs. Over 30 spas to choose at a savings up to $6,000. Now is the time to stop in and save. Visit athomerecreation.com. Find a store near you. Fast traffic and instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.